This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, we're recording.
Thanks very much, Desiree. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance call on the 21st of October, 2016. The time is 14:03, and today we are going to be having a policy call. Let's have a quick roll call, please, Desiree.
Okay. In the room, we have Barry Cobb, President of the Day, Judith Hellerstein, Marilyn Cade, Matthew Shears. For staff, we have Nigel Hickson and myself, Desiree Cabrera. And for the chairs, we have Olivier Crescent-Leblanc and Rafik Damak.
Thanks very much for this, Desiree. Have we missed anybody in the roll call? I guess the way the room is set up, we are not missing anyone. So thanks for this. And today's call is going to be all on the different policy updates that we've had, United Nations CSTD, the Internet Governance Forum, the World Telecommunications Standardization Assembly, and the ITU Council Working Group on Internet Public Policy. Can we adopt the agenda, or are there any amendments or additions that we should make to the agenda?
Olivier, good afternoon. It's Nigel Hickson here. In light of some of the exchanges we've had in the last few hours or last day or so, perhaps we could expand the ITU item to include the WTSA, which kicks off next week in Tunisia. Thanks.
Thanks, Nigel. We have that. We have CSTD, Internet Governance Forum, WTSA, and ITU Council Working Group on Internet Public Policy. So we do have all four.
Apologies, I'm behind the curve here, sorry.
Including the, it's on the screen, the agenda is on the screen, including the link to the African Telecommunication Union proposed resolution 47 or proposed amendments. Okay, I see no other hands up. Let's get moving then with the United Nations CSTD. We're going to have a brief update in Hyderabad, but it's probably worth having an update for ourselves first. And for this, I guess I can turn to Nigel Hickson, who's been keeping a close watch over this, but I know that others on the call have also kept a close watch. So please jump in as needed. Nigel Hickson.
Yes, thank you very much, Olivia. I'll be quite brief because I think participants know a lot of the history to this. So the WSIS review, the WSIS Plus 10 review, the UN General Assembly session in December last year, the outcome document from that mandated the CSTD, the Committee on Science and Technology for Development, to set up or to renew the Working Group on Enhanced Cooperation to meet between 2016 and to report to the UN in 2018. So this working group was established, and I think we discussed it on a previous call. It was established with membership of governments and membership of stakeholders, and there are five representatives from the technical community, five representatives from civil society, and five from business. Marilyn Cade is a member of the business constituency, and I'm a member of the technical community. The first working group took place on the 30th of September this year in Geneva here. It was a one-day meeting, primarily dedicated to process issues, and we did circulate a note of that to that meeting. Primarily, it looked at the agenda of future meetings. It looked at the membership in terms of observers and their rights and responsibilities, and it did look at what sort of questions the group should answer, what questions the working group should answer in terms of its work. It was a productive meeting, and it bodes well for the work of the group, which will next meet in January in the margins of the CSDD intersessional meeting. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Nigel. Olivier Capin-Leblanc speaking. And I've just also put in the chat, as is also the link on the agenda, the link to our CSTD wiki page. And I was going to just ask you if, as updates arrive, was it possible for you or some of your colleagues to update that wiki page, since that it would be a good way for people who have missed a call or who are just coming in without having paid attention to this process before to see where we are and to have quick updates on this. Is that a possibility?
Yes, indeed. Yes, and that's an excellent vehicle for making sure that people are kept abreast of the various developments that that take place. But perhaps just one other point, Olivia. Of course, the 30th of September had some significance in that it was the Friday, the day of the IANA transition, and that the IANA transition or the IANA process is of course linked to the concept of enhanced cooperation. It was because of the linkages between the IANA functions and the US administration, or partly because of that this working group originally was conceived. So hopefully some of the, if you like, tension behind the process of enhanced cooperation might be alleviated by the transition. Thank you.
Thanks, Nigel. Marilyn Kate, did you have anything else to add to Nigel's update?
Very briefly, yes. Chair, I would like to make a couple of comments. First of all, I would like to acknowledge, Nigel, thank you so much for that that great update. I'd like to acknowledge that in the past, ICANN provided funding for something that is extraordinary. It is now assumed a right and a privilege in some of the UN bodies, but takes extraordinary funding at the CSTD. And ICANN in the past had provided funding for webcasting and transcripts, and this has significantly improved the openness of these working groups. I would just suggest that I'll be calling, have called already, but will be calling again for the solicitation of such funds, because that means that the working group is able to be in its formal sessions, open and transparent. It's expensive for people to travel to Geneva, but with this additional support, we're able to really model more openness and transparency. One other comment that I would make is we began the discussion about working methods. We didn't conclude those discussions. There are parties in the different stakeholder groups, non-government stakeholder groups, who are calling for observers to have the same rights as members. That is not accepted by most of the government members. But I made a proposal that we be more open to accreditation to enable parties who have attended the WISIS Forum or attended CSTD meetings in the past to be accredited as observers. I think that's achieving broader support, and that will be helpful in the attendance. The final comment I'm going to make is while the topic of the management and oversight of ICANN, not just the IANA, but ICANN, is a subject of that it is a subject in enhanced cooperation, the issues are much broader than that, and we really need for ICANN to be at the table, explaining what they do, what they don't do, but also we need to be calling on all of the governments who are the active members of the working group, some of whom are DAC members that we could engage with while we're together, and others are not, so that we are addressing the broader issues of enhanced cooperation. Enhanced cooperation is much more than what ICANN does, but it can harm or limit ICANN's success. And I think it's really, really important that we, from the CCWGIG, pay attention to this group and try to be friendly to the governments who are attending the ICANN meetings, and also to encourage the attendance of all of these governments at the Internet Governance Forum itself, where there will be even more opportunity to engage positively.
Thank you, Marilyn. It's Olivia speaking. Are there any comments or additional questions from anybody else on the call? I don't see anyone putting their hand up. We're taking note of this. Marilyn, just one question on your what you mentioned here with regards to the GAC members and so on. Often it is different people that take part in the different the different fora, whether it's Internet Governance Forum or CSTD. Are you seeing a convergence rather than a divergence in this?
Thank you for that question. So I'm not going to name the countries, but I'm going to tell you that as a result of looking at the membership, I've gone through the membership of the CSTD and then the membership of the working group. I've gone through the list of the GAC members and done a spreadsheet for my own purposes. Government sometimes work in a silo with limited resources. They don't always know who to contact in their sister agency or their sister organization. I think we can be friendly, and if we choose to do that, we can be part of the solution rather than part of the problem. I say that because most of the attendees at the GAC are not aligned or are not cognizant of their science and technology for development membership, but we had the opportunity because, as Nigel knows, we had the opportunity back in Geneva through the missions to help to bring forward engagement from the national level. It takes a little work from us, but I suspect it is work we want to do. Even if you don't know who your representative is in the GAC, it's pretty easy to find out whatever country you're from because it's public information. We could invite the GAC members who are part of the CSTD working group to our session. We could offer a friendly invitation. I think that would be helpful to us, not be a cost to us, and help us to spread our own message.
Thanks for this, Marilyn. It's Olivia speaking, and that's an interesting way forward, and I wondered if we could do this immediately in Hyderabad. We can certainly evaluate. If you have the list, or Nigel, or whoever is involved with this, has the list of GAC members that are involved with CSTD, then we could send a special invitation for them to join us during one of the sessions that deals with this. Certainly the session that the public session would be good because there is a section on CSTD on this. I see. First, anybody?
Hi, Olivia. Farzan Baizi speaking. In response to Marilyn, I see the other side of the story. Sometimes the GAC representatives are not friendly to us and will not take our message. And I don't this approach is optimal for everyone to involve with their GAC members. Thank you.
Thanks, Farzan.
Actually, can I respond to that?
Marilyn Kate.
Very, very briefly. Two things. I really appreciate the concerns that Farzan has just raised, but I'm going to quote myself. I've never changed a government's meeting by not meeting with them. We're not going to get the unfriendly governments in our session, but we may get those not yet convinced, those not yet informed. We're not going to get the government who is chairing a working group at the ITU council who doesn't even attend, but we might get three or four of the other governments that are just beginning to be engaged, particularly from the African countries, who may be new players and new members, and a few from Latin America. So while I agree it's not perfect, I would just, if Nigel would accept a friendly amendment, I would say always start out by hoping that all are interested. They may not all be friendly yet.
Thanks for this, Marilyn. It's Olivia speaking. Okay, I see there's some worth into doing this, and of course, yes, some countries might be conducive to discussions. Some might not. In at large, we have a I think it's a worldwide at-large structure, CCNSO or CCTLD and GAC rep spreadsheet sort of thing that has details of who is where at ICANN. I don't know if it's up to date, but it might be something that we might be interested in this group here, and certainly it would be helpful just on the scale of the CSTD to start with to find out who the GAC reps are for the countries that are represented on the CSTD and perhaps send them a private invitation or direct invitation for our event in Hyderabad and then follow up later on afterwards. And, of course, there is the GAC list, which is also out there. We can easily find out who the GAC reps are for every for each country. Any other comments on this? I don't see any other hands up. Thanks for the update on CSTD. I'm glad to see things are moving forward. I was a little concerned about the early days when we had heard that things were just not progressing too well, but it's good to see there is some progress. And just one thing that we would need is before I move on to the next thing, Internet Governance Forum, is to find out there's one person who's dialed in, marked as anonymous. I'm not quite sure if you've just dialed in and you're not on the Adobe Connect. Could you please identify yourself, if that's okay, if you can hear us? Oh, it's total silence. Okay. Well, I'm not sure what to do, but fair enough. We'll work it out with Desiree on this. Right. Let's move on. And I just note one note from Mark Cavell in the chat, agreeing with Marilyn. We should try to convene a CSTD member GAC reps GAC agenda Tuesday the 8th. Allows some time for this, but it would keep it. We need to be kept tight, 30 to 40 minutes. I could speak to them. Okay, Mark, I don't know whether you're okay with then perhaps suggesting that we might have some members of the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance in attendance. I think that probably would be the aim here.
Olivia, yeah, it's Mark speaking. Yeah, I mean, that's what I was suggesting in terms of speaking to them is I could get them motivated to come to a meeting on that day, Tuesday the 8th, when the GAC agenda is easing up a bit. I mean, we have long period of communique drafting, but I think that is more likely to be the opportunity for, you know, a get together for 30 to 40 minutes maximum to update on what's happening in the CSTD and get them to coordinate with their leads in the CSTD. That's the idea I had.
Okay, Mark, thank you. Is it possible then to, I mean, would that be closed or would that could be an open meeting? As I'm saying, as you, we could have members of the CCWG and Internet Governance in attendance then.
Well, sorry, I misunderstood then. I joined this call a bit late, but I thought you just wanted to get together with them in a group.
Yes.
Rather than have a public session. Yeah. It's as understood it from Marilyn, it's establishing the linkage through GAC representatives to the CSTD representatives for several of these, or if not all of the CSTD members. Yeah?
Yes, thanks. No, it's just what I mean is that not a public meeting, obviously. What I mean is members of the CCWG on Internet Governance, the active members that are going to be in Hyderabad. And I'm not imagining that at this late moment there'd be more than 10-15 people or so, probably those are people on this call.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me know if you want to firm up on this, and then I can swing into action in Hyderabad, if not before. Yeah, cheers.
Okay. That's fine. If you can follow up on that, please, Mark. We'll follow up with you. Keep us in the loop on this. And I've noticed that when Mark speaks, Anonymous actually seems to be working. So I think it's Mark Covell who is marked as Anonymous at the moment.
Oh, my apologies for that
that's
affiliation.
Dialed in, so that's why. Dialing in, it doesn't actually sometimes ask for your name. It's the system. Okay. So let's then move on and let's go to the Internet Governance Forum because time is passing quickly. There isn't very much to talk about regarding the IGF, or at least that I know of. The process is moving forward for the workshops. As you know, we have a workshop that's come together quite well. We will have a little bit of time in Hyderabad to speak and speak about it and just work on it, but I think that things are progressing. We have Matthew Shears who will be moderating the workshop, and I will sort of work with Matthew to make sure that all of the people that we have invited to the workshop will be, which actually is a roundtable, will be able to attend. And we've got a song sheet or some kind of a workshop flow prior to it taking place. Now, I'm not a member of the MAG, and I know we have members of the MAG on the call. They might have a lot more information on the Internet Governance Forum than I. So perhaps could we ask Marilyn Kate to say a few words, as you've mentioned about day zero activities.
Thank you. I don't want to – I think there may be others on the call who are – I see Jim Prendergast, who was probably – I don't know, Jim, if you were on the MAG call as an observer. I unfortunately was not able to be on that call, so I might come back, if you don't mind, to you. I wanted to speak about Day Zero because it's a very robust, we have our own workshop. ICANN also has a workshop on Day Zero, so CCWG IG has a workshop. There's an ICANN workshop, session on Day Zero, as well as an open forum, so Nigel should speak to that. I wanted to speak to a couple of other things about Day Zero. Day Zero is going to have a newcomers session, so for anyone who is a newcomer at ICANN, there will be a 90-minute overview on Day Zero. There's also a full day organized by the Mexican host. The full details are being published, but it includes a high-level event in the afternoon. There's also a number of events that other parties, and I think maybe Farsi can comment about this. There's a full day from APC, other events that are really, really useful and relevant to the concerns of the CCWGIG. The Mexican host will be as I mentioned before, conducting a full day, broken into different segments on day zero. And during the, I wonder, perhaps we could get the full agenda for the IGF posted. If it's not posted, we could get that posted, Olivier, to this list, and also perhaps ask Nigel to comment on whether ICANN will be doing a reception at any point, because that may be also of interest to those of us who are attending the IGF. The IGF opens in the morning on day one with a special town hall approach on the SDGs and Internet governance. It then goes into the opening ceremony, where there will be a number of high-level events, and then it goes into its overall program for days two through four. There's a lot going on at the IGF and a lot of overlapping meetings. The ICANN sessions, if Nigel might point out when they are scheduled, I think that would be really important to understand the scheduling. I see Matthew, both Farzana and Matthew have posted, so let me turn to them. And thank you for posting the full agenda. I'm just going to say something about the deliberative poll. Many of us in the MAG oppose the use of Stanford's deliberative polling and did not support it. It's being repeated on a particular topic, but I don't want to go into, unless somebody has a specific question, I don't want to go into some of the concerns about different activities. I think our focus is what benefits ICANN and how ICANN is influenced by other activities at the IGF.
Thanks for this update, Marilyn. I'm going to go first for Jim Prendergast, since you had mentioned him, and he's written a number of things in the chat, and then I'll go to Farzaneh afterwards. Jim, are you able to speak? Sorry to put you on the spot like this, but... And we might have a technical problem with Jim Prendergast. I can't hear you at the moment. You might need to connect your... Let's go to Farzaneh Abadi, and if we can get back to Jim afterwards, because I can't hear Jim at the moment. It doesn't seem to work. Farzaneh, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. Farzaneh Abadi speaking. I'd like to have... So perhaps it would be useful to actually highlight the sessions that are related to ICANN work, and ICANN gets mentioned and discussed and the functions that it does. It gets discussed during these sessions, and maybe those sessions should be highlighted, not IGF sessions in general, and because that would confuse our group as to what sort of activities we focus on, and I think we should focus on, I think Marilyn mentioned it, but I think we should focus on ICANN-related topics that are going to be discussed during sessions in IGF, and so I don't think this is generally saying that this session on cybersecurity is going to happen is related to to the mandate of our CCWG. Thank you.
Thank you, Farzaneh. It's Olivia speaking. And I've just put a link to one of our wiki pages, because we have a wiki on the IGF, which is a page about our actual workshop, but there's also a subpage, ICANN-related workshops at IGF 2016 in Mexico. We've got the ICANN events, which lists at the moment the workshop. We might wish to and I'm asking everyone here to fill the rest of the page. Last year we tried doing that. We got quite a few things listed, quite a few workshops listed, and that would obviously, we'd have ICANN events on one side and events organized or recommended by ICANN community members. I think that's what you mean. So now you've got the link here. I will share it with the mailing list so that everyone has the ability to add on this, as long as it's related to the ICANN mission, mentions Farzaneh on this. And I think that's what you were asking for, and we've got this pretty much ready we just need to fill it up, and we require your help to fill it up. Jim, are you shall we try you again and see if you managed to connect your microphone?
Does that work?
Now we can hear you. Welcome. Go ahead.
Sorry, I've been running back and forth. I got managing something else on here at the house. So there's a specific question you want me to talk to or just supplement what Marilyn talked about from the MAG call?
That's really up to you.
Really
is down to the follow-up. I mean, anything else that's relevant to our group here as far as the IGF is concerned and that Marilyn might have not spelled out or explained.
Yeah, so the only other thing I would add, I think she covered it all. Just looking forward, I think the MAG renewal process is going to kick off sooner rather than later. In fact, it might actually kick off in the next couple of weeks just because the IGF is so late in the calendar year this year and they can't wait until after the IGF is completed. So I think we should keep an eye out for that. There will be, I believe when they put the call out, the existing members will have their stakeholder group and their length of service on the MAG indicated to help inform sort of the nomination process going forward. But there's still, one of the points of contention that folks have made is that the nominations are not publicly available, so we don't know whose names were put in once they are selected by UNDESA. So there's still no decision on whether or not all the nominations will be made publicly available or not. I think the only other thing just on day zero that, Marilyn talked about, a lots of events happening on day zero. I think one of the things that Lynn St. Amour, who's the chair of the MAG, expressed some concerns about is some of the themes that the Mexican government were talking about potentially being too close to the sort of topics that would be discussed at the IGF proper, and wanted to make sure that they didn't sort of duplicate those discussions that would be happening later in the week. So there's supposed to be a written update sent to Lynn from the Mexican government on that, but I haven't seen anything related to that. So I think, as Marilyn mentioned, I should just reiterate, I'm not a member of the MAG, but some might accuse me of stalking them. So that's just my observations, not official MAG decree.
Thank you very much, Jim the Stalker. Very helpful information, and no doubt we'll have more ability to discuss the preparations just after the Hyderabad meeting. We probably will have one more call before the Internet Governance Forum takes place. But in the meantime, I do ask all of you to consider filling that wiki page, which I've shared on the chat and which I shall be sharing with the mailing list. Moving swiftly on to WTSA 16, now that's something that's on our doorstep, the World Telecommunications Standardization Assembly. Having been at a meeting of the Multi-Stakeholder Advisory Group on Internet Governance, the UK group that the UK government has convened for stakeholder engagement in Internet governance policies, I've learned of a number of proposals from a number of countries, and in fact, on our own mailing list, Bill Drake pointed out a proposal from the African Telecommunication Union. I know that other countries, Russia, China, perhaps some countries in the Middle East might also have some proposed modifications, amendments, or proposals to make that would be affecting ICANN. We've only got one listed here, and perhaps it might be interesting for us to build something with these proposals that affect ICANN, with your help, of course, because I'm sure there's more than just one. But I've noticed a lot of traffic on the mailing list with this, and so perhaps we could have a good 5 minutes or 10 minutes on this specific proposal. Nigel, did you wish to speak to this first, and then we open the floor, or you can just open the floor right away? Go ahead, Nigel.
Yeah, thanks very much, Olivier. Just to put a couple of things in context. First of all, I mean, I won't go back to the IGF, but Marilyn asked a direct question about whether ICANN is holding a reception. So that's always good to give news on, I suppose, in that we are holding a joint cocktail reception with ISOC and some other folks. Date to be determined. Apart from that, all the ICANN sessions, there's the open session and the two workshops which we're organising, plus the plus various other things, are all on the programme, and you've mentioned that. On the WTSA, to put this in context, then, this is the four yearly conference on the World Telecommunications Standardisation Assembly. This is the ITUT's conference. It looks at a number of resolutions that have been passed at previous WTSAs, and also sets out the work program for the different study groups. So it's a long-standing conference that that takes place. There's a long regional preparation process for this in all the different ITU regions. In Europe here, it's through COM-ITU, which is a subset of the SEPT. And ICANN have been involved in these different regional preparation meetings. Not in all places, because in Russia, for example, they don't allow stakeholders to take part, and the Arab region also doesn't allow stakeholders to take part. But in all other regions, stakeholders take part in the preparation sessions. And the proposals are, of course, coming in. The African Union proposal on Resolution 47. Resolution 47 is a resolution that I think was drafted about 16 years ago on country code top-level domains. There's also a resolution on IPv6. There's a resolution on international domain names. There's a resolution on cybersecurity. And I can send round a list of the resolutions that we've been looking at, which might be of use. But of course, we can focus on Resolution 47, which I think is probably the most important. It's also worth saying that one of the other main activities of the WTSA will be to set out a work program for some of the study groups, as I mentioned. One of these study groups, Study Group 20, is on smart cities and the Internet of Things. And this study group started its activities sort of after the last WTSA. So this WTSA has to give it a mandate. And one of the concerns of some European countries and the US and a number of other countries is the breaking of the principle of technology neutrality by the ITU and some of the membership in calling for Internet of Things projects to be based on the digital object architecture rather than leaving it up to the market or other players to decide what the technology should be. And that is of concern to a number of players. Thank you for that.
Actually, it's Marilyn. Can I make a quick comment, please?
Yes, thanks, Nigel. Marilyn, you're next.
Thank you. I just wanted to thank you, Nigel. This is an absolutely perfect update, but I want to make a comment about why the digital – I think people – we're not spending their day lives in either the ITU or elsewhere, may not understand that the DONA idea, this digital architecture that's being proposed, may break the Internet as we know and have agreed to, a single authoritative route. And you were very cautious and generous in not being more critical. I appreciate that, but I will be more critical. I think this is a really significant issue that we should be very concerned about. It could actually break the Internet as we believe in the single authoritative route. And I think we need to actually, thank you, Matthew, for your comment, but I think that DOA is not worrying to industry. I think DOA is worrying to those of us who believe in a single authoritative Internet and into an open standards approach. So I'm just going to slightly modify your comment. I see you've come back in agreement. I think we need to be really, really concerned, and we need to be speaking up within the CCWGIG and encouraging and strengthening the engagement not only of the ICANN staff but also of the technical community, the RARs, the CCTLDs, and others who are engaged in the technical community to say, if you are a member, a sector member of the ITU, you should oppose this. I think this is a really important comment that we need to be stepping forward on.
Thank you, Marilyn. It's Olivia speaking. And in the meantime, I did have a question on the actual timing of this conference. I mean, this is something which we've known was going to be a big hurdle. It's taking place next week. What resources is ICANN sending there, or is ICANN able to send someone there? And I wondered whether anybody on the call has, within their organization, their government, and so on, has people going to that meeting, since it's just before the ICANN meeting.
Olivia, just to clarify, the meeting starts next Tuesday and goes on to the 3rd of November in Hanamat in Tunisia, and ICANN will be represented by myself and Veni Markovsky, or Veni Markovsky and I, and there will be a number of other organizations there, including ISOC and RIPE NCC and the GSMA, etc., as sort of stakeholders, and obviously there'll be government representatives. So this proposal will be discussed in detail, of course. The African Union proposal only came out less than a week ago, so it has caught folks by surprise. We were told by the African Union that they would submit a proposal that mentioned their concerns on the delays on .Africa, which many of you will be familiar, many of us are sort of familiar with, but we weren't expecting a proposal that, if you like, proposes work for Study Group 2, which directly duplicates or duplicates to a large extent work that is already taking place in the community, as others will know better than I do, and also taking place in the GAC in terms of geographical indications and names and country names, etc. So we think this proposal is entirely inappropriate. You would not be surprised to hear that, and we're talking to other organizations about it. And thank you for the opportunity to talk. Thank you.
Thank you, Nigel. It's Olivia speaking. And forgive my lack of knowledge in this, but is this like the WCIT, the WCIT, where is it actually divided between having governments and the other sectors, and there are some discussions where the other sectors have to basically leave the room and only governments remain behind, or is everyone on the same sort of level, the same footing?
This is Nigel. Well, I mean, I think the process is similar to, and you, of course, were at the plenipotentiary, I think, Olivia, or certainly one of the larger conferences, so you've had direct experience of this. I mean, the all the sessions are open to members and to sector members. So sector members includes the likes of ISOC. I'm have the privilege of being in the ISOC delegation because ICANN is not a sector member. But you're right. I mean, there are some coordination meetings between governments, which of course sector members would not be invited to.
Thank you, Nigel. That's Olivia speaking. I think I mentioned perhaps even going further than this, in that for some of the larger conferences, governments are the only ones that speak, and depending really on who the chair is, the chair might or might not give the ability for a non-government to speak. So that was the gist of my question. But I gather if it's the same process, then yeah, it really depends on the way that this will be chaired. Any other points on this? I've noticed Ryan Johnson has mentioned that a small delegation from Access Partnership will be attending. I know that, of course, the UK government will be present as well, along with many other governments. Sure. I mean, is there any other updates from anyone who wishes to add to this? I realize the coordination is very important, and I'm not sure whether this cross-community working group, with the limited resources it has, can actually go out there and actively coordinate people. But I would hope that people who are attending this call or even listening to it afterwards will go back to their delegations and encourage this coordination when it comes down to issues which are as important as this proposal that we're seeing and several other proposals that are out there as well. Matthew Shears, you put your hand up. You have the floor.
And after Matthew, it's Marilyn, if I could speak.
Yes, Marilyn, you're in the queue. I see Matthew is muted at the moment. Let's try and unmute Matthew. Matthew Shears?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hello? Okay, thank you. So I think this is a really good discussion because we've touched on a number of things that are imminent in the ITU. And I think it would be good if we could add this list of issues and how we intend to address them to our face-to-face in Hyderabad. Because I think this points to a set of issues where, very specific issues where ICANN and the internet ecosystem are implicated or threatened or however you want to characterize it. And I think these are the kind of things that we should be discussing strategically amongst ourselves and also with the board. Thanks.
Yes, thank you, Matthew. It's Olivia speaking. And so we'll make it an action item to add these issues to our face-to-face meeting. And mentioning the face-to-face meeting, the timing is still not 100% set. You've seen that I've sent a new proposal for the timing, which would be quite late one evening. We're waiting to hear from meeting staff if things can be shuffled around. It's been a bit of a headache on this. But certainly these issues, it would be very important to discuss them with the board and discuss them among us as well, face-to-face. Marilyn Cade, you're next.
Thank you. I'm just going to take notice that Judith has suggested Alejandra Pesante is an ambassador. There's one from Europe. There's one from Africa. I'm not sure what that – perhaps she could explain that. I've attended most of the CSAs in the past. It's not too late to try to influence the governments who are coming in unless they have signed on to a position. So perhaps I would ask if Nigel thinks it's possible to look for a bilateral engagement from the those governments who are friendlier to our issues and the African Telecommunications Union. I wanted to distinguish between the African Union and the African Telecommunications Union. I think that's really important to distinguish and ask whether Nigel thinks it would be possible to have a early bilateral between those entities who are attending, perhaps organized by ICANN and RENS. And Judith is suggesting ISOC has ambassadors also attending. Perhaps they could also be taken into account. But the earlier you meet, the better, because the fact is, even if governments have signed on to a position, they will sometimes agree to modifying the position in order to get an outcome. And I think we need to be focused on what we think the outcome is. That may be a modification of the resolution.
Thanks, Marilyn. Nigel Hickson, could you respond to this? Or?
Yes, thank you, Olivier. Just very briefly, and of course, Marilyn is totally right in this in this regard. I mean, we do need to speak fairly early on this proposal, because it's come out fairly late, has the effect that some governments won't have fully focused on it. And won't necessarily have taken positions on it, which is helpful. Certainly the regional preparation processes haven't taken account of it. And we will be talking with others to a number of governments and stakeholders. I mean, although it touches on the ICANN remit, it directly contradicts, of course, the assurances that the ITU Secretary General and other ITU staff have given concerning their role with regards to internet governance and the role of other institutions such as ICANN. So one would have thought that they would be of concern as well on this proposal. But certainly we will endeavour to have some early discussions, and thanks, Marilyn, for the suggestions.
Yeah, thanks, Nigel. It's Olivia speaking. I mean, is there anything at the moment that can be done through the GAC members? Because I guess this really, the African proposal comes from the African government. Has there been any early discussions already with them? I'm quite surprised that suddenly this thing comes out without anyone seemingly having forecasted it.
Yes, Olivier, I mean, as Marilyn recognized, it comes from the African Telecommunications Union. It was, as I said, we knew there was going to be a proposal, well, we were told there was going to be a proposal on this, but it goes a lot further than was imagined. So it doesn't necessarily have, although it could have, I'm no expert, you know, the full backing of all the African countries, and we are discussing it with the African countries, and we are discussing it with the African Union, and we are discussing it with the GAC chair, and hopefully the GAC membership will be alerted to this proposal. Not least because, you know, as far as the GAC is concerned, whether the proposal is about apples or pears, the fact is that GAC is discussing these apples and pears, and here you have a, you know, another organization wishing to discuss the same apples and pears. So, I think the GAC might have a view on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Nigel. Marilyn, your hand is still up.
To make one quick comment. I think we need to go back ourselves. Nigel is very experienced in this, but I'm going to reference it for anyone who is not, doesn't carry around the Bible of WSIS. This is a direct confrontation and negation of what we agreed to. We agreed that that governments would not engage in the technical da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I think I really want to applaud ICANN's work. I'm sorry I can't be at the WPSA. I will, Nigel, invite you to perhaps talk to me separately about getting an EFICTA statement in opposition of this. I think it's probably too late for us to make a negative statement from the CCWG, but perhaps we could make a statement from the CCWG that says we raise concerns about the introduction from the into the WTSA, and we believe in large part the responsibility belongs within at the national and regional level and within the ICANN community. If we could come up with a short statement, not something really in depth, I think that would help us to also why ICANN needs to be engaged in these issues and ever vigilant.
Thanks, Marilyn. It's Olivia speaking. Can we just have this as an action item, please? You've said something here. I didn't write it down, unfortunately, but this looks like something that's possible. I advise you, I've lost internet connectivity for some reason, so I have a frozen list at the moment of speakers. So if I miss anyone at the moment, I've got Judith Hellestein and then Mark Carvel. Let's go with first asking Marilyn, please drop the line and just send it out by email so then we can just follow up directly on this. And then Judith Hellestein, you're next.
Yes, this is Judith Hellestein for the record. I do agree, and I think we also, since it's so last minute, we need to sort of maybe the ISAC ambassadors, and I put them on the chat, just from Mexico, Bulgaria, Sri Lanka, and Africa. And so they're in different regions, and maybe we could all work with them, and to, especially the African one who's from Zimbabwe, who I don't know, but maybe others know him, to get them to sort of push forward and make their calls known, because they're usually, as Marilyn mentioned, to be chosen, they're very influential in their own country. And so I think that is a good point to try to work with them and to see what they can do, but also working with others. And there's a bunch of other ones that are also very related to our remit, like as Olivia said with the cybersecurity one, Resolution 50. It was extremely hard to get that, and every time you touch it, there's so many problems. So it's always very leery of having to do that one, and that could also cause a lot of problems. And there's several different ICANN-related issues in that one as well. Some other numbering ones with Resolution 20, which is all about numbering. So, and I think those are also a lot of very interesting ones to look at. And then there's some other A-series ones, but they're not as more important. But it's the study, the problem with the WTSA now is that it seems that the T sector is looking for a new remit, and they keep trying to duplicate work that's already in the development sector without as much expertise, and that's a serious problem, I think. One is the cost, and the other is everything is a duplication. And so I think that also there's something that needs to be done on that area as well.
Okay, thanks for this, Judith. It's Olivia speaking, and I still don't have internet at the moment, but I know that it's Mark Carvel is next, and we have passed the top of the hour, so we're going to have to finish this pretty soon. Mark.
Yes, thanks, Olivier. The point I was just going to make was there's often this problem of disconnects within administrations. You know, we can involve many, many African GAC representatives in discussions, but, you know, they don't link up with whoever's doing ITUs. That's always the challenge in many cases. Quite often it's the case with South Africa. So we have to try and address that that problem, and we'll do our best in order to do so. But quite often that's the case, and this is an example of what can happen as a result of that. Thanks. I'll leave there because we're out of time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. It's Olivier Trépanoblanc speaking. Nigel, I gather you've probably taken notes of the different points that have been made here. Coordination seems to be one thing that has come recurrently. So I'm not sure. I mean, we've got the ISOC ambassadors on the one side and on the other side, obviously, governments and the work that you're doing with bilaterals in the early moments of this discussion. Is there anything else that we need to discuss on this topic?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, from my part, the discussion has been, you know, very useful, and thank you very much for those that have contributed. I mean, if the CCWG wanted to come up with a statement, then that is potentially of use. I mean, it's an idea. I mean, I can't speak for the CCWG, but I mean, I'm certainly hopeful that the proposal will be given, you know, a certain amount of airtime, so to speak, amongst the ICANN wider community, and that folks will have the opportunity to raise concerns back to their national governments, as I think was suggested. Thank you.
Thank you, Nigel. It's Lydia speaking. And Marilyn, may I ask you, please, to then, as I said earlier, drop that. It's a one-liner, isn't it? It's just a couple of lines. I guess if we have a long statement, it's going to be hard to go through the whole process of having it actually going through our different SOs and ACs, but a short statement like this will likely get the support that it needs to get in order to be able to be used by ICANN.
Beyond what I already said. Sorry?
Yeah, no, yeah. That's fine. Beyond it's just I haven't marked it down, and we don't have the time to dictate it right now. And well, we could just look at it in the listen to it in the recording of this call. And I'm afraid I don't have internet. Go ahead.
I'll just say I'll call you right after this, and we'll fine-tune it and send it out. Is that okay?
Excellent. Let's do that. Perfect. Thank you. Now, the last part of our agenda is actually on another topic, and that's the ITU Council Working Group on Internet Public Policy, the open consultation. This is something which has already passed, so I don't know if it's worth discussing it now or whether everything that needed to be discussed is already on the list.
Just very briefly, Olivier. I think the only significant thing to probably report is the open consultation itself was on the last open consultation topic, and I circulated what ICANN had contributed on that, and there was a link to the other contributions. The Council Working Group, this is the closed Internet Council Working Group of the ITU, decided on the next consultation topic, which is related to developmental issues. And I think Veni circulated Veni Markovsky circulated the questions, but if he didn't, I'll check, and we can circulate to the list what was agreed as the next consultation topics. I mean, this will be publicized by the ITU anyway in due course. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for this. And I'm back on the internet. Okay, so I don't see any hands up. As you said, we'll be, as long as you can let us know about the next consultation issue as soon as it comes out, then that's absolutely fine. We've got a number of things to do after this call, so we're 6 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's go into any other business. I don't see anyone putting their hand up. Thanks very much, everybody. Here we go. I've lost internet connectivity again. Great. Thanks very much for attending. It's been very, very helpful, very interesting from my perspective. I hope it's been very helpful for all of you as well. And we will continue this discussion in Hyderabad and also on the mailing list. So thanks, and this call is now adjourned. Have a very good weekend. Goodbye.
Thank you.